是读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
请大家翻到新约圣经，教会圣经的422页。
Please open to the New Testament, 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17.
约翰一书二章15-17节。
And that's page 422 in the New Testament in the Church Bible.
由我带领大家读。
I'll lead you in the scripture reading.
约翰一书二章15-17节，不要爱世界，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。接下来就是信息的时间，我们将时间交给 Pastor。
Now it's the time of the message. We hand the time over to Pastor Paul.
You guys, imagine that you meet this young lady and you fall in love with her.
男士们，想象一下，你认识了一位女士，疯狂地爱上了她。
You buy her a beautiful diamond ring.
你送她一只美丽漂亮的钻石戒指。
You get married to her.
你们俩结婚。
You go on a 3-week honeymoon to Greece and Italy.
去希腊、意大利度了三个星期的蜜月。
And then you settle down into a beautiful 5-bedroom house in the suburbs.
然后在京郊的一所有五个卧室美丽的房子里安顿下来。
One day you come home to find your wife kissing another man on the couch.
有一天你回家的时候，竟然发现你的妻子在沙发上跟另外一个男人亲嘴。
She looks up and says, "Don't worry, honey."
她看着你，然后对你说，宝贝，不要担心。
You'll always be my number one love.
你永远会是我的最爱。
But what would you say?
那你会怎么回答呢？
No problem, as long as I'm your number one love.
没所谓了，只要我是你第一就好了。
No, you would say something like, if I'm not your only love,I'm not your number one love.
你应该会说，如果我不是你唯一所爱的，那我就不是你的最爱了。
You would not tolerate your wife loving another man romantically.
你不会容忍你的妻子跟别人之间有爱情。
Many of us Christians are like that wayward woman.
我们许多基督徒就像这位多情的妇人。
Take a look at James chapter 4, verse 4.
我们看看雅各书四章四节。
James writes, "You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God."
你们这些淫乱的人呐，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
Many Christians are trying to two-time God.
许多基督徒尝试脚踏两条船。
They try to say that they love God, but all the while they're loving the world.
嘴里他们会说他们爱神，但是此刻他们所爱的其实是世界。
And God says you can't have it both ways.
神说你不能两者兼得。
The moment you start loving the world is the moment you start cheating on me.
你一旦开始爱世界的时候，你就开始对我不忠了。
Or as it says in 1 John 2:14, do not love the world or anything in the world.If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
就好像圣经约翰一书二章十五节所说的，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
There is a love that God hates.
神讨厌我们爱世界。
God hates for us to love the world.
他讨厌我们爱世界。
But what does it mean to love the world?
但是爱世界是什么意思呢？
In order to answer that question, we must first ask ourselves, what or who is the world?
那在回答这个问题的时候，我们要先问自己，什么是世界呢？或者是谁是世界呢？
Then we need to ask another question that's more applicable to our lives, and that question is, how can I tell if I am loving the world?
如果要增加对我们生活的应用性，我们要自问，怎么知道我是否爱世界呢？
So what in the world is John talking about?
那到底约翰所谈论的是什么呢？
When John uses the word world, he could mean three different things.
那当约翰讲啊用世界这个词的时候，他所指的可能有三个不同的可能。
First of all, he could mean the planet Earth.
他可能是指地球。
John could be telling us that we should not love the planet Earth.
换句话说，约翰可能在告诉我们，我们不应该去爱地球。
Yeah, some Christians seem to think that's true.
有些基督徒似乎是相信这个解释的。
Think that if you are environmentally conscious, you must be some New Age religion fanatic.
他们认为如果你有环保意识的话，那你一定是属新纪元运动 的分子。
After all, we're told to worship Father God, not Mother Nature.
毕竟我们敬拜的是父神，不是大地之母。
However, Christians are called to love God and to love people.
然而神呼召基督徒们去爱神，也爱身边的人。
One way to show our love for God is by taking care of His creation.
我们借着照顾神的创造来表明我们对神的爱。
We should show our love for future generations by making sure that we leave them a beautiful world which they can live in.
借着确保未来的人有一个美好的世界可以享受，来表明我们对子孙后代的爱。
Yeah, it's true that Christians should not be so extreme. You know, they shouldn't be environmental extremists who are more concerned about animals than they are about humans.
所以基督徒不应该是那些对动物比对人类更关注的环保极端分子。
But on the other hand, we as Christians should be some of the most environmentally concerned people on this planet Earth.
但是我们应该是地球上最关心环境的人。
So if the Apostle John is not talking about planet Earth, he could be talking about the people that are living on the planet Earth.
因此如果约翰指的不是地球的话，他可能是指地球上生活的人。
Is he telling us not to love the people on the Earth?
他就是叫我们不要爱世界上的人呢。
In particular, he wants us to stop loving those people who do sinful things.
可能是停止爱那些特别是犯罪的人。
That's the way that Reverend Fred Phelps seems to interpret this verse.
这就是富士 Fred Phelps 对这节经文的解释。
Reverend Phelps is a primitive Baptist minister who lives in Kansas.
Phelps 他住在肯萨斯州，他是一个 Primitive Baptist 宗派的牧师。
He felt that the news media was glorifying those people who had contracted AIDS through homosexual activity.
他觉得新闻媒体在荣耀一些那些因为同性恋行为而感染艾滋病病毒的人。
So he and his congregation go to funerals of gays who have died of AIDS.And they carry signs that say, "God hates homosexuals."
于是他和他的会众都去那些同性恋艾滋病死者的丧礼，然后他们手持着告示宣告，上帝憎恨那同性恋者。
Actually, he uses a more offensive term that I wouldn't want to repeat from the pulpit.
其实他是用一个更具攻击性的词语来指那些同性恋者，但是我这里不会在讲台上面重复。
But Reverend Phelps is wrong.
但是 Phelps 牧师是错的。
God does not hate homosexuals any more than he hates self-righteous preachers.
上帝并不是憎恨同性恋者过于憎恨那些自以为意的传道人。
In fact, the Bible says that God loved the people of this world so much that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for their sins.
其实圣经上面说，神多么爱世界上的人，爱到甚至他差派他自己儿子去为世人的罪死在十字架上。
The Bible also says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
圣经还说，神不愿有一个人沉沦，但乃愿人人都悔改。
Though God hates sin, He loves the sinner.
神虽然是恨恶罪，但是他爱罪人。
And we should do the same.
我们也应该是这样。
So the Apostle Paul is, or the Apostle John is not talking about the planet Earth.
那如果约翰不是指地球或者其中的人呢？
If he's not talking about the people that are living on the planet Earth.
或者是其中的人呢？
What does he mean when he says that we should not love the world?
那他讲叫我们不要爱世界是什么意思呢？
When I was growing up, every Saturday afternoon, I would watch a television show that would talk about the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
我小时候每个星期六下午都会看一个节目，它谈论的是胜利的快感和失败的痛苦。
And the name of that show was The Wide World of Sports.
那个节目的名字就是《运动大世界》。
Now, do you think that, that show was about a planet that only had sports on it?
你是不是以为这个节目是关于一个只有运动的外星球呢？
No, of course not.
那当然不是呢。
The show was about everything that is connected with sports, such as the rules, the ideas, the people, and activities.
内容其实是跟一切跟体育有关的，譬如说体育的规则、概念、人事、活动。
It's talking about the invisible organized system which that has to do with sports.
他所讲是那个跟体育有关的那个无形而有组织的系统。
It's like talking about the world of politics or the world of finance.
就像人们所讲的政治世界或者金融世界。
So when John tells us not to love the world, he was telling us not to love an invisible organized system.
因此约翰叫我们不要爱世界的时候，他是其实是告诉我们不要爱一个无形而有组织的系统。
He describes this organization in more detail in 1 John chapter 5 verse 19.
他在约翰一书五章十九节那里更详细的描述这个组织。
We know that we are children of God and that the whole world is under control of the evil one.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者的手里，恶者手上。
In other words, when John is talking about the world, he's talking about the organized system that is controlled by Satan.
换句话说，当约翰谈到世界的时候，他是在谈那被撒旦控制的那个有组织的系统。
He's talking about the unbelieving pagan society that is in rebellion against God.
他是在谈那个不信悖逆神的那个非基督教社会。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 18 and 19, John describes the attitude that the world has towards God.
在约翰福音十五章十八到十九节，约翰这样形容世界对信徒的态度。
Jesus said, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first."
也就是说，世人若恨你们，你们知道在恨你们以前已经恨我了。
If you belong to the world, it would have loved you as its own.
你们若属世界，世界必爱属自己的。
As it is, you do not belong to the world.But I have chosen you out of the world.
只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选你们。
That is why the world hates you.
所以世界就恨你们。
In other words, the world is not only in rebellion against God, but the world is also in enmity against Christians.
所以世界不仅是反抗上帝，它也是与基督徒为敌的。
The world is described in greater detail in the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书更详细地描述这个世界。
Ephesians 2, 1 and 2, it says, As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sin in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆自己心中运行的邪灵。
In other words, one of the chief aims of the world is to get people to disobey God.
换句话说，世界最主要的目的之一就是令人违背神。
Ephesians 6, 11 and 12 reveals the true identity of the world.
以弗所书六章十一到十二节揭示了世界的真实身份。
Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政掌权的 管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
In other words, we as Christians, we're in a spiritual battle.
换句话说，世界是我们是在一个属灵的征战里面。
The world is our spiritual enemy, and it's in it once it's engaged in a spiritual warfare against us.
世界是我们的属灵敌人，他在与我们做属灵征战。
So if we love the world, we love the invisible kingdom of Satan that hates God, that hates us, and wants us to disobey God.
因此，我们如果爱世界，那么我们就在那爱那个恨恶神、恨恶我们、想我们违背神的撒旦。
That sounds pretty bad, doesn't it?
听起来很坏，是不是
？I mean, none of us would love such a terrible thing, would we?
我的意思是我想我们没有人会喜欢这样可怕的事情。
I mean, the people who love the world, they must be like those people who sing in heavy metal bands and.Sing praises to Satan, right?
我意思是，如果你爱世界，你就可能是那些在重金属乐队里面歌颂撒旦的那些人，对不对？
Well, that might be true, but that's not the whole truth.
这某程度上是真的，但是不完全是真的。
Whole truth is that Satan often disguises himself as an angel of light.
完整的事实是，撒旦经常装作光明的天使。
He knows how to sugarcoat his poison so that we would swallow it.
他知道如何用糖衣包装他的毒药，使我们吞下去。
You know, Satan tried to tell us, you know, worship me and wear black and offer a goat to me. None of us would ever fall for that kind of trickery.
如果撒旦叫你去祭拜他，或者是宰一只。山羊去给他，你就穿着黑色衣服，然后你不会跟着这样做。
He knows how to make our wickedness, how to make that wickedness look more respectful.
但是他知道如何使他的邪恶看似是备受尊重的。
And as a result, all of us are guilty of loving the world to a certain degree.
结果就是我们所有人在某程度上都犯了爱世界的罪。
Frankly, we can love the world and still look like respectful Christians.
坦白地说，我们可能看起来是一个被尊重的基督徒，但是仍然是世俗的。
So how do we know if we love the world?
那我们怎么知道我们是否爱世界呢？
What is worldliness?
世俗是什么呢？
Now we can find some valuable insights to this question by taking a look at 1 John chapter 2, verse 16.
我们可以从约翰一书二章十六节那里得到这两个问题的一些有价值的见解。
I'll read it from the New American Standard Bible.
我会读 NASB 的英文译本。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life, it's not from the Father, but it's from the world.
因为凡是街上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲。都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
It's interesting that when the Apostle John describes worldliness, he does not list a lot of things that we should not do.
有趣的是，当约翰讲世俗的时候，他并没有列出一些我们不应该做的事情。
He doesn't say don't smoke, don't chew, and don't go out with girls who do.
他没有说不要抽烟，不要咀嚼那个烟草，也不要跟一些咀嚼烟草的女孩约会。
Instead, he describes, instead of listing actions that we shouldn't do, he talks about attitudes that we should not have.
他没有列举一些不应该有的行为，反而是谈到一些我们不应该有的态度。
So the disease of worldliness is basically an attitude, and the symptoms of that disease are our actions.
因此世俗这个病其实一个态度的问题，而那这个疾病的病症就是这些行为。
And according to John, the disease has three characteristics.
根据约翰，这个疾病有三个特点。
First characteristic is the lust of the flesh.
第一个就是肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh is The passionate desire for immediate gratification.
肉体的情欲就是对及时放纵享受的强烈欲望。
So when we're more concerned about fulfilling our bodily desires than we are about pleasing God.
就是当我们更在乎对自己满足自己的欲望过于讨神喜悦的那些时候。
So when we let our normal appetites get out of control.
虽然当我们让我们正常欲望失控的那些时候。
See, the world appeals to our natural appetites and tempts us to satisfy them in a sinful way.
世界引诱着我们自然的欲望，然后引诱我们去用罪恶的方式去满足他们。
For example, there's nothing wrong with sleeping.
譬如说睡眠是不错，不是错的。
But if we sleep too much, or if we sleep in class, we become bad managers of our time, and we aren't able to serve God as we should.
但如果我们睡得太多，或者我们在课堂上面睡觉的话，那我们变成为神所赐时间的坏管家。
There's nothing wrong with eating.
进食也不是错的。
But if we eat too much at the Chinese buffet, we're wasting food and we're hurting our bodies.
但是我们在中式自助餐吃的太多，我们就是浪费食物，并伤害我们自己的身体。
There's not necessarily anything wrong with drinking alcohol.
喝酒也不是错的。
But drunkenness is a sin.
但醉酒是罪。
There's nothing wrong with sexual desire.
有性欲不是错的。
But if those desires are fulfilled outside of marriage, then it is a sin.
但如果在婚姻以外满足这些欲望的话，就是罪了。
Any desire can turn evil if we waste too much time trying to fulfill it, or if we try to fulfill it in a wrong way.
如果你浪费太多的时间去尝试满足一些欲望，或者你用一些错误的方式去满足它，那任何自然的欲望都可以变成邪恶的。
For example, before I got married, Hildy and I had to decide what to do with our TV.
譬如说，在我结婚之前 ，Hildy 跟我需要决定怎么处理我的电视机。
I had to ask myself, has TV done more to help or to hurt my relationship with God?
我问了自己一下。电视对我跟神之间的关系带来的帮助更大，还是阻碍更大呢？
My answer was, it's done more to harm my relationship with God, because many times I would come home from work, sit in front of the TV, put my brain in neutral, and just waste a lot of time.
那我回答是，它造成的伤害比较大，因为太多次我下班回家，我就坐在电视前面，关掉我的大脑，然后浪费时间。
There were times that I would even watch TV programs that I knew would not please God.
有时候甚至收看了一些我明明知道不讨神喜悦的节目。
I had to also ask myself, does TV have the potential to do more harm or good to my relationship with my wife?
我也问了自己一下，电视更具有帮助我婚姻的潜力，还是伤害我婚姻的潜力呢？
I also had to admit that I had more potential to do harm to our relationship, because instead of communicating with each other, we would waste our time looking at a screen and not talking with each other.
再次我不得不承认，电视更具有伤害夫妻关系的潜力，因为我们最终可能都是坐在那个荧幕前面，然后浪费了时间，没有互相沟通。
However, Hildy made a good point that there are sometimes good things on TV, and you can watch good videos. It's called videos back then. So we had to decide what to do.
但是 Hildy 也提到了一点，就是有时候电视上面会有一些好节目，或者有时候有一些好电影，可以放录像带在电视上面看。
We decided to put the TV in the closet.
所以我们最后决定把电视放在衣柜里面。
And we would only take it out if we had a good reason.
如果有好的原因才会拿出来。
So much of a hassle to take it out, we hardly ever watched it.
那是因为实在拿出来太麻烦了，所以我们几乎就不看电视。
Today our TV is no longer in our closet.
今天我们的电视已经不再是在衣橱里面了。
It's in our attic.
是在天台上面。
But it's an attic that we live in.
是一个可以上去住的天台。
But because we developed a habit early in our marriage not to watch TV very much, we still don't watch TV very much.
但是因为我们在婚姻早期的时候就养成不多看电视的习惯，所以我们今天依然不多看电视。
So whether we're watching a TV or a movie or whether we're reading a magazine or a romance novel, we need to ask ourselves whether we are becoming victims of the lust of the flesh.
无论我们是看电视还是电影，或无论我们是读杂志或者爱情小说，我们都要需要自问，我们到底是否成为了肉体情欲的受害者。
For example, is it possible that we become so addicted to video games that it's actually keeping us from doing some things in our lives that are a lot more important?
我们是否变得对电子游戏沉迷到有碍我们去做更重要的事情呢？
Is it keeping us from doing our homework or having our quiet time with God?
是不是妨碍我们与神有灵修安静的时候呢？
Is it possible that the media, we're allowing the media to put stuff in our minds that are like trash that is hurting our relationship with God?
或我们是不是容让新闻媒体把一些不讨神喜悦的垃圾充满我们的脑海呢？
If we did not love the world, we would do radical things when it comes to the media.
如果我们不爱世界的话，我们或许会做出一些对那新闻媒体激烈的行动。
When a bedroom scene comes up, we'd either close our eyes or walk out of the movie theater.
如果我们看到一些卧室场景的片段的时候，我们或许闭上眼睛，或是中途就步出电影院了。
Might decide to get rid of the TV.
或是甚至是除掉我们的电视。
Might decide to put some sort of internet filter on our computer.
或是在电脑上面安装一些网络内容的过滤的软件。
So it's not really my duty to tell you exactly what you need to do, but I'm telling you to make sure that you do not have the attitude of the lust of the flesh.
我没有责任去告诉你你需要采取哪一些行动，但是我在告诉你，你要确保你没有肉体情欲的态度。
Second characteristic of worldliness is the lust of the eyes.
世俗的第二个特点就是眼目的情欲。
Lust of the eyes is the passionate desire to have whatever our eyes see and want.
眼目的情欲就是对无论眼睛所看到的或和想要的有强烈的欲望。
It's when we care more for things than we care about people.
这就是当我们对事物比对人更加关心的时候。
It's when we're not content with what we have and we want more, more, more.
就是当我们不知足想要比现在更多的是那些时候。
It's materialistic greed.
是物质上面的贪婪。
And in Luke 12, verse 15, Jesus says, Watch out! Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions.
在路加福音十二章十五节，耶稣说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎价刀丰富。
Billionaire was once asked, "How much money would make you happy?"
有一个亿万富翁，他曾经被人问到，究竟要多少钱才能令他更开心呢？
His reply, "A little more."
他答道，只要多一点就够了。
Unfortunately, a lot of us have been deceived by the world into thinking that if we had just a little bit more, then we would be happy.
但是不幸的是，我们很多人都是被世界骗过去了。我们以为我们再拥有多一点点就会快乐。
But the lust of the eyes is like salt water.
但是眼目的情欲就是好像盐水。
Doesn't matter because no matter how much you have, you always thirst for a little bit more.
就好像喝盐水一样，越喝越觉得渴。
It's like the 16-year-old who.Wants a car, any car, as long as it just works, gets him from one point to another point.
就像好像一个十六岁刚拿到驾照了， 的小孩，他想要辆车，什么车款都可以，只要能开 从一个地方到另外一个地方就可以了。
So he nags and nags his parents, and finally they give him a car.
于是他不断的哀求父母，然后最终给他一辆车了。
But then he notices that all his friends have brand new cars, and so he nags and nags his parents until they finally buy him a Nissan Sentra.
然后他就看到他以许多很多朋友都有新车，所以他就求父母再给他一辆新的日产的 Sentra。
But then he sees that one of his friends has a BMW. So he nags and nags until his parents finally give him a BMW.
然后他随后就看到他另外一个朋友有一辆宝马，所以就求父母给他一辆宝马，然后终于也得到了。
The only problem is that he's no more happy now that he has a BMW than he was before he even had any type of car.
但是唯一的问题是，他虽然现在有一辆宝马，但是他一点都并没有比最初没有车的时候快乐。
You see, he had been deceived by the world into thinking that if he had a little bit more, then he would be happy.
你看看，他被世界骗到了，因为他以为再有更多就会更快乐。
See, the secret to happiness is not having more stuff.
你看看，快乐的秘诀不是拥有更多的东西。
The secret of happiness is found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12.
反而快乐的秘诀可以在从腓立比书四章十一到十二节里面找得到。
Apostle Paul writes, I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation,whether well fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
使徒保罗写着，我并不是因缺乏说这话，我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我知道怎么处卑贱，也知道怎么样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在我都得了秘诀。
The secret of happiness is not to have, is not to gain whatever your eyes can see.
快乐的秘诀就是不要尝试拥有你所有一切眼睛所看到所想要的。
Instead, the secret of happiness is to be content with what you already have.
相反，快乐的秘诀是让你的眼睛对你已经拥有的东西感到满足。
Are we greedy people or are we content people?
我们到底是贪婪的人还是知足感恩的人呢？
Are we thankful for the clothes that we have, or do we always have to have the latest in fashion and therefore have a closet full of clothes that we don't even wear?
我们是否为我们所有的衣服知足感恩呢？还是我们必定要追求一些最新时尚潮流的服饰？所以衣橱里面有好多我们不穿的衣服呢。
Are you content with the college that you got into, or are you bitter because you wish that God would have gotten you into an even more prestigious college?
你是否为被现在的学校录取感到知足感恩呢？还是你因为神没有给你去一个更有名望、更有名的大学？而觉得心里是苦读的呢？
Are you thankful for the house that you live in, or do you desire to have a house that is beyond your means and that would keep you from giving as much of your money as you can to the Lord and to people who are in need?
你是否为现在住的房子知足感恩呢？还是你想要一所令你负担不起又阻拦你需要尽量奉献给神帮助别人的房子呢？
Worldliness is not only characterized by self-gratification, by greed, but it's also characterized by the boastful pride of life.
世俗的特点不单是自我满足和贪婪，今生的骄傲也是它的特点之一。
Boastful pride of life is when a person shows off what he's proud of and he tries to impress other people with his importance.
今生的骄傲，这是一个人他在炫耀他那些令他自豪的事， 并且是尝试借此去提高别人看他的自己的重要性。
There's nothing wrong with feeling good about who you are and your accomplishments.
为你自己或你自己的成就开心是没有错的。
The problem comes when you brag about those things and you take credit for what you don't deserve.
问题是当你因为有这些东西向别人夸口或者有一些你不应该得的奖赏赞赏你却领了。
Truly humble person will let other people praise him instead of himself.
一个真正谦虚的人他会让别人而不是他自己去称赞他。
He'll also be aware of how other people helped him and will be grateful for that help.
他也会注意到其他人其实是如何的帮助他然后对他们觉得感谢。
For example, if a humble person is praised that he got into a prestigious school, he will let that person know that he is thankful that his parents are paying for the tuition, and that he's thankful that God has given him the opportunity to get into that school.
譬如说如果他被一个名校录取了然后被别人称赞的时候他会告诉对方他很感谢自己的父母愿意支付学费他也感谢上帝给他有这个机会去在那个学校读书。
The boastful pride of life can be displayed in different ways.
今世的骄傲可以有不同的形式表现出来。
For example, some people buy status symbols in order to impress other people.
譬如说有一些人靠买一些地位的象征来提高别人对他的印象。
They buy fancy clothes, they get a fancy car, they buy a fancy house, they go to fancy restaurants.Because they want to look better than other people.
他们会买一些高档的衣服、高档的汽车、高档的房子，去一些高档的餐厅去用餐，因为他们去想令别人感觉他们是比他们其他人好。
On the other hand, we can sometimes do spiritual things in order to impress other people.
另一方面我们可能是为了博取别人的认同或称赞去做一些属灵的事。
For example, we can tell non-Christians about Jesus and then we can brag about it to other people about the success that we had.
我们可能跟一些就是未信主的人去分享福音但是其实可能比较最大的目的其实是来夸耀自己能够带多少人信主。
Or we can sing on the worship team in order to impress people with our voice.
或者我们参加敬拜队去唱在里面唱歌是为了展示我们的歌喉。
Now it's not necessarily wrong to inform other people about what God is doing in our lives.
在告诉别人我们神在我们身上的作为不是错的。
And it's certainly not wrong to sing on the worship team.
也在敬拜最终唱歌也不是错的。
But we need to be careful that we are doing these things in order to glorify God rather than to glorify ourselves.
但是我们必须要小心注意确定我们所做的是为了荣耀神而不是荣耀自己。
So a worldly person gets his thrills from self-gratification, from getting more things and from impressing people.
一个世俗的人他会靠自我满足追求更多的物质享受和博取别人称赞来寻求那个刺激寻求快乐
But what's wrong with those things?
但是这有什么错呢
brings you happiness? Why shouldn't you go for all the gusto that you can?
如果这样的生活能够为你带来快乐的话为什么你不应该尽情地活下去呢
Why can't we enjoy worldly pleasures?
为什么我们不能享受世俗的乐趣呢
？First John chapter 2 verses 15 through 17 gives us two answers to that question.
约翰一书二章十五到十七节给我们这个问题的两个答案。
First answer is found in the last part of verse 15.
第一个答案是出自十五节最后的一部分。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
First reason why we shouldn't enjoy worldly pleasures is because it is a sin.
我们为什么不应该享受世俗乐趣的第一个原因，就是因为这样做是犯罪的。
To love the world is to hate God.
爱神就是恨慕神。
If we enjoy worldly pleasures, we are supporting Satan's kingdoms.
如果我们享受世俗的快乐，我们就是在支持撒旦的国度。
I don't think that any of us would attend a banquet sponsored by the Ku Klux Klan.
我想我们没有一个人会去白种人右翼主义组织 Ku Klux Klan 主办的宴会。
No matter how good the food or how good the entertainment is, we would decline the offer.
无论是那边的食物或娱乐有多可能有多棒，但是你都会拒绝不会去。
We wouldn't go because we know that they are the enemies of minorities.
我们这不会去是因为我们知道他们是少数族裔的敌人。
And if we were to go to a banquet sponsored by the Ku Klux Klan, we would be showing that we support the Ku Klux Klan and we hate minorities.
如果我们出席 Ku Klux Klan 赞助的宴会，就表示我们认同 Ku Klux Klan。表示我们也恨少数主义。
In the same way, we shouldn't try to enjoy worldly pleasures because if we do, we're showing that we love the world and that we hate God.
同样，我们不应该享受世俗的快乐，因为如果我们这样做，我们便表示我们爱世界，恨恶神。
There's no way that we can love God if we're enjoying something that is sponsored by His enemy.
而若我们正在享受神敌人赞助的事情，我们没办法同时可以爱上帝。
It's like going to a banquet sponsored by the Ku Klux Klan.
就好像跟参加 Ku Klux Klan 赞助的宴会差不多。
Second reason we should not enjoy worldly pleasures is found in verse 17.
我们为什么不应该享受世俗乐趣的第二个理由是出自第十七节。
The world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Second reason we should not enjoy worldly pleasure is because it's a bad investment.
我们不应该享受世俗的第二个原因是因为它是一个很糟糕的投资。
Worldliness is not only sinful, but it's also stupid.
世俗不仅是有罪的，它而且是愚蠢的。
Tonight, you could spend tens of thousands of dollars on a fireworks display.
今天晚上回到家，你可以花几万块钱弄一个烟火表演，然后在那两个小时去享受烟火。
You could set it up in your backyard, and you could have something very impressive.
你可以在你的后院里面放烟火，然后很美丽，很壮观。
But the next morning, you'd wake up penniless because you wasted all your money on something that lasted for only a few hours or a few minutes.
但是你第二天起来的时候，就发觉自己身无分文，后悔你浪费了一生的积蓄，去为了享受这几小时或几十几分钟的烟火。
In the same way, you could spend decades on this world enjoying the finest of worldly pleasures.But someday you're going to wake up in eternity wishing you had not wasted your life here on earth.
你可能在地上的这几十年，你享受了这世界能够提供最佳的乐趣，但是你在永恒醒来的时候，你就会后悔浪费了你在地上面的生命。
So what if you enjoy a few worldly movies in your life?Those hours won't count for anything millions of years from now.
就算你在世界上面享受一些世俗的电影，看电影那数小时在几百万年之后就不会算什么了。
So what if you spend if you have fancy clothes, cars, and houses, those possessions won't amount to a hill of beans in eternity.
就算你有高档的衣服、车子、房子，这些财产在永恒里面将会是不值分文的。
So what if you become the most popular person in the world and everybody is impressed with your accomplishments? I mean, they won't be impressed with you 1 million years from now.
就算你现在是成为了世界上最 受欢迎的人，因为你的成就，所有人都觉得你很了不起。但是在100万年以后，他们也不再会觉得你了不起了。
But imagine that you invest your life doing the will of God.
但是，假如你用你的生命作为投资，去做神的旨意。
Suppose you spend quality time reading the Bible and praying.
假设你花高质量的时间阅读圣经、祷告。
1 million years from now, you'll still be reaping the rewards.
100万年以后，你还会再收取回报。
Suppose you do a good deed and brighten somebody's life up.
假设你做了一件好事，照亮了别人的生命。
1 million years from now, you'll still be reaping the rewards.
100万年以后，你仍然在收取回报。
Suppose you witness to hundreds of people and only one person actually puts their faith in Jesus.
假设你向数百个人传福音，但是当中只有一个人得救。
1 million years from now, you'll still be reaping your reward.
100万年以后，你仍然是在收取回报。
In the 1950s, Jim Elliot was martyred by a group of headhunters in Ecuador because he tried to witness to them.
在50年代，这个 Jim Elliot 在厄瓜多尔试图向一群猎取人头的印度安人传福音，但是却被他们杀害了，殉道了。
He once said, "He is no fool who gives that which he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose."
他曾经说过，付出那不能保存的，来赚得那不能失去的，这人不是傻瓜。
Though Elliot died before he turned 30, he is still reaping the rewards of sacrifice because today there are tens of thousands of Indians in Ecuador who are Christians.
因为虽然Jim Elliot 他还没有满30岁就过世了，但是他还在获取他牺牲的回报，因为现在在厄瓜多尔有数千上万的印第安人他是基督徒。
I started this sermon by reading James chapter 4 verse 4.
我开始讲道的时候读了雅各书四章四节。
You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred towards God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知在与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以反想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
If the Holy Spirit is convicting you right now about the worldliness in your life, what should you do?
如果现在圣灵在里面工作，你发觉自己有生命是很世俗的话。
What if he's convicting you of your selfishness or your greed or your pride?
那你怎么办啊？譬如说你知道自己是自私了。骄傲了，贪婪了。
James gives us his answer in verses 7-9.
那雅各就在七到九节就给了他的答案。
Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom.Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up.
故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呐，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呐，你要清洁你们的心。你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将嬉笑变作悲哀。欢乐变作愁闷，勿要在主面前自卑，主必叫你们升高。
If you want to stop cheating on God, I encourage you to do three things.
如果你想停止因爱世界而对上帝不忠的话，我建议你做三件事。
First, let godly sorrow touch your heart and your emotions.
首先，让依照神意识的忧愁触动你的心，触动你的情感。
Grieve for the sins that break your father's heart.
为那些破碎你天父心肠的罪感到悲伤。
Secondly, ask for forgiveness.
第二，请求原谅。
In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses."
在主导文里面，耶稣教导我们祷告说，免我们的债。
We need to tell God that we are sorry for our sins.
我们需要告诉神我们为我们的罪抱歉。
And thirdly, we should repent.
第三就是我们要悔改。
Repenting means that we turn away from a lifestyle sin.
悔改就是转离了罪的生活方式。
So after we grieve over our sins and ask for forgiveness, we must try not to sin again.
因此我们为罪悲伤请求原谅后我们必须尽量不要再犯罪。
We should make goals for how we're going to stop doing those things that displease God.
我们要设定目标去尝试不要再犯 那些罪。
We should ask people to hold us accountable.
我们需要找一些负责监督我们的弟兄姐妹们。
And we should ask God to give us the power to overcome our worldliness.
我们也求神给我们能力去战胜我们的世俗。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we ask for forgiveness for the times that we have cheated on you.
神啊，我们对我们屡次对你不忠，我们向你认罪。
Thank you for loving us even when we have not loved you.
虽然我们很多时候都不是很爱你，但是你确实爱我们。
Reveal to us the worldliness that is in our lives.
求主在显露我们心中的那些世俗的地方，世的态度。
Help us to truly repent.
帮助我们真正悔改。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣名求，阿门。
感谢 Pastor Paul 的信息。
We thank Pastor Paul for his message.
求神赦免我们的罪。
May God forgive our sins.
让我们一起来做神所喜悦的事情。
May we all do things that please God.
让我们现在来唱一首回应诗歌，我宁愿有耶稣。
We'll sing the response song, I'd rather have Jesus.